This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Thanks for tuning in to yet another Joy podcast sponsored by Audible. You can support Joy by signing up to a free 30-day Audible trial. Get your very own free audiobook now. audible.com.au/joy.
Joy 94.9, in partnership with Living Positive Victoria, proudly presents this World AIDS Day highlight recorded earlier at the Doherty Institute.
Good morning. My name is Richard Keane. I'm President of Living Positive Victoria. I would like to begin this morning by acknowledging the traditional owners on the land which we meet today, the Wurundjeri people of the Kulin Nation. We pay our respects to their elders, past and present, and we honour their connection to country and to their culture. Welcome everybody to the launch of World AIDS Day 2015 at the Doherty Institute. This year we have focused on a whole of community approach, including leadership and science, where we have been working collaboratively in partnership to ensure, as per the Melbourne Declaration, that no one be left behind. Working towards a future where we achieve zero HIV stigma, zero deaths, and zero new HIV transmissions. It is my privilege to especially welcome the Honourable Jill Hennessy, Minister for Health, Members of Parliament Frank Maguire, David Davis, Fiona Patten and Sam Hibbins, Rowena Allen, Victoria Gender and Diversity Commissioner, my fellow speakers, Dr. Clovis Palmer from the Burnett Institute, Christabel Miller from Living Positive Victoria, and Will Viales, member of the Positive Speakers Bureau, and of course everybody else for attending here today. We acknowledge and thank all of our partners who have supported this World AIDS Day launch here today. The Burnett Institute, the Doherty Institute, the Victorian AIDS Council, Joy 94.9, the Victorian Department of Health, Alfred Health, Melbourne Sexual Health Centre, Positive Women Victoria, Straight Arrows, Multicultural Health and Support Service, Victorian Aboriginal Community Controlled Health Organisation, and the Pacific Friends of the Global Fund. The breadth of these partnerships and relationships recognises our response to HIV is stronger and more effective when community, researchers and leaders in health and public policy come together to convey the diversity of the lived experience of people with HIV. Although the majority of Australians newly diagnosed are men, I must highlight the importance of recognising women, children, bisexuals, transgender and heterosexuals living with HIV. We must maintain a strong focus on those most isolated and marginalised and those ageing with HIV. The recent hysteria and moralising when Charlie Sheen disclosed his HIV status felt like we were back in 1985. That type of external stigma shames and blames all people living with HIV. No one deserves to have HIV. No one deserves to be condemned for contracting HIV. Think of the impact that that must have had on somebody who was yet to disclose their HIV status. Think of a person living with HIV already being impacted by internalised stigma. The 2014 AIDS conference in Melbourne was notable because HIV stigma and discrimination was widely discussed by speakers and those participating as a major barrier to effectively tackling HIV. Living Positive Victoria's Enough campaign has built community awareness of HIV stigma and discrimination. I will be announcing four new Enough ambassadors at the end of today's launch. By strengthening partnerships and supporting communities, we can defeat HIV, but we must remain steadfast with our commitment to challenge HIV stigma and ensure that nobody be left behind. We look forward to hearing from Jill Hennessy, the Victorian Minister for Health. Today, our keynote speaker will be Dr. Clovis Palmer from the Burnett Institute, then speakers from Living Positive Victoria, about the realities of living with HIV and how today and into the future, people living with HIV are key partners in the HIV response. Today is also a story of hope, the highs and the lows that we have been through together. Today we celebrate our achievements in combating HIV through preventing new transmissions and the removal of barriers to access effective treatments. We also look forward to a future reflected in the theme of this year's World AIDS Day. The UNAIDS goal, focus of today's activities, is getting to zero. World AIDS Day is the day that we acknowledge every person living with HIV and those affected by HIV. The history and the stories of people with HIV and AIDS should never be forgotten. The voices of HIV-positive people remain as relevant today in an ever-changing environment as we seek to end HIV. We reflect how HIV stigma impacts on those living with HIV and impedes our shared efforts to bring HIV epidemic to an end. Today, we also remember those early years of illness, of death, and of grief, and the devastation of HIV and AIDS. We reflect on the huge loss of thousands of lives in Australia and millions of lives globally. Last year, Melbourne hosted the International AIDS Conference. The conference declaration affirmed that all women, men, transgender and intersex adults and children are entitled to equal rights and to equal access to HIV prevention, care and treatment, information and services. A very positive step was that people living with HIV from right across the globe were meaningfully engaged in the conference. Biomedical interventions and the results from recent partner studies are changing the landscape ahead of us. Living Positive Victoria supports and advocates equitable access to PrEP. It empowers and enables all individuals to take responsibility to end HIV. There is still much to be done globally to tackle HIV and ensure that nobody is left behind. Whilst the Australian response to HIV is often put forward as the best way to set up and sustain a successful partnership response, we cannot rest. There is unfinished business to reach the ambitious goals and targets that we have set for ourselves and that we expect of others. We are committed to working in true partnership, to improve rates of HIV testing, to highlight the underlying importance of tackling HIV stigma and discrimination, and to advocate for the use of PrEP in Australia through the PBS. Getting to zero discrimination, zero HIV transmissions, and zero cases of AIDS is a worthy and ambitious goal. Let us all today recommit our strongest efforts to making this a reality and ensure that nobody is left behind. Thank you.
Today is December 1, World AIDS Day, World AIDS Day, World AIDS Day, World AIDS Day. For more interviews and highlights, head to joy.org.au.
We rely on station sponsors to help keep us on air, online and on demand via podcast. You can support Joy sponsor Audible and they'll keep supporting us. Head to audible.com.au/joy now. You'll support Joy and get a free audiobook. audible.com.au/joy.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.